You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shador has a oblique strain, unlikely to practice or unlikely to play this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, because there were some shenanigans from you in the first segment, we didn't fully get into what does Shador's strain injury mean for this quarterback kerfuffle. And I think Ross actually, who's joining us in about an hour and 20 minutes, kind of put it perfectly. Like, three quarterbacks getting hurt from a four-quarterback derby when you're not allowed to hit the quarterbacks sure feels like a how the hell is this happening?
Yeah, it feels like a very Brown story of sorts, right? Now, if we have to dip into potentially the seventh quarterback on this roster for this season already.
Who do you want as a seventh quarterback? Should we just wild card it?
I mean, you know, the ball boys that were catching passes for Shador, maybe they'll get their opportunity now.
Is Josh Dobbs under contract?
Maybe.
We bring the Pastronaut back?
Maybe. I don't really. The sad part about it is I look at him the same way I look at Tyler Huntley. It's like every rep that's taken is just one that really doesn't matter. If anything.
What about Brian Hoyer?
Sure. If you want to do that, go ahead.
Hey, Camp Arm, help out. And maybe you'll start week 17.
Your guy, Chase Daniel. Get some. You want to talk about quarterbacks all the time?
Diana. I can't do the podcast, Diana.
Diana.
I'm the
Diana.
Camp Arm.
The Browns
Diana,
call.
What are we doing?
Brown's finally called. I'm back.
I'm probably going to start half the season, Diana.
So this is not great for the development of Shador Sanders, potentially positioning himself to be second out of the gate here, or really first out of the gate, but the second quarterback on the Browns depth chart. I really thought after Friday it was building momentum. We'll see what happens with Dylan Gabriel on Saturday. But the same thing I said, I can't be the person that yesterday said Gabriel and Kenny Pickett have hurt themselves drastically because their best thing right now, or the thing that they need to have going for them, is availability, and neither one of them had it, and then turn around and watch Shador get injured and say this is all hunky dory and on the up and up, because it just isn't.
I just think that all three injuries have really let the Browns off the hook for what has been just an up and down quarterback battle, and disingenuous at points, poorly run at other points. The idea that they have stuck to their guns just a little bit, like I think this is going to allow them to just kind of waltz in, give Joe the job, and no one's going to question it because quarterback injuries. When in reality, the only one of real note, I mean, like the real injury that I think put the kibosh on this quarterback search was Kenny Pickett, meaning it was never truly a four-way quarterback battle in the first place, which it probably should have been, because I'll say it again for the one bazillionth time, the quarterbacks are Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. That's a dubious battle, whether it's a two-way battle or a four-way battle.
I mean, it felt like Flacco had the upper hand to begin with, and no one did anything to threaten that, and because of the injuries, no one even had a chance to. I do wonder at the end of the day if they would have opened it up and we would have had a real chance if we'd seen all these guys. But now we just have too many games, too many practices missed among the three that we're trying to compete.
I think inevitably it's turning out how the Browns want it, though.
I think so too. They wanted Flacco to start.
We
talked a lot about the idea that they wanted Kenny Pickett to start. We wanted Flacco to start.
No. I think they wanted one of the veterans to start.
Okay.
And that was fait accompli. One of them was going to start. It's not the one that I think they wanted in their heart of hearts, but Joe being healthy is good for them. And then two, I think they wanted Dylan to be the right guy at the right time to be healthy. Dylan, provided that he plays and is able to play half the game or more on Saturday, no matter how he plays, which we believe is the case, it hasn't been officially updated yet, but him being able to steal the backup quarterback job from Kenny Pickett this week by playing well this weekend. All right, yeah, they want to see Dylan Gabriel before they see Shador. This allows that to happen. They probably want Dylan to be the backup over Kenny Pickett because that takes one guy off the roster, so you're only housing three quarterbacks, and they wanted a veteran to start, and Joe's going to start. So I think this lined up as well as Kevin Stefanski could want because, like, there's nothing new that's going to happen between after this Saturday till the season opens where Shador in the eyes of fans can leapfrog Dylan Gabriel for the backup. So you're going to be able to have your whoopee. Dylan's going to be able to see the field first.
Here's why I'm not happy about it, though, is because I wanted to be able to have Dylan see the, if I'm Stefanski, that is, I wanted to have Dylan see the field first, and it was because Dylan had been awesome and had earned it the entire stretch of the way and looked the part and everything else. Like you want to be able to, the saddest thing about a four-man competition is you want to be able, at the end of the day, to be able to actually stack these guys up, not based off of injuries, but based off of what you saw. And if at the end of this right now, on Saturday night, let's say, he comes out with the depth chart and it's Flacco 1 and then Dylan's number 2. It's like, it felt like we called it a little bit early even within that, but it's not because Dylan was awesome.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Smart can be biased. And so every time we've questioned the quarterback derby, which is literally our job, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Every time we've questioned it, it's been, well, but Kevin's smart. Yes, fair. I think Kevin is a smart person. But if you're a smart person who has a bias in a situation where you should just let it play out, you can lead yourself to some dumb things. And I think there's been this past that Kevin has got. And we talked with Dustin, who was in earlier recording spots.
Yeah, yeah.
Dustin's done this. I've heard him. We talked about it earlier today. He's like, Kevin's a smart guy. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything to me. He's been a smart guy. He went 3-14 last year.
Smart guys make dumb decisions too. That does happen.
Yeah, well, but smart and biased becomes a very complicated line to walk. And oh, by the way, I don't know that what Kevin's idyllic solution of this quarterback battle is the same as Andrew.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Andrew Berry's, and from Andrew Berry's to Paul DePodesta, from DePodesta to Haslam's. And so there's a lot of things at play here. Like, okay, I think Flacco into Dylan Gabriel is exactly how, or not exactly, but as close to exactly how Kevin Stefanski would want to draw it up. But this idea about, I mean, even talking about like, oh, it's so hard to do a four-man quarterback battle, they didn't.
No, they really didn't.
No, because Kenny
of the injuries,
Pickett,
they really didn't.
Well, because of Kenny Pickett specifically, they haven't had to run a four-man quarterback battle since four practices into camp.
If anything, that might it might even justify it to themselves, not to us, but to them, that the four quarterback battle is what they needed to do because they were accounting for injuries.
But it's interesting because I've heard fans say this too. I've heard fans, hey, these guys are smart. Let them. It's like they're coming off 3-14. ESPN has their high and low of this season. The high looks great if they can win nine games. The low's four games. And that's a real possibility. And even if I meet Ashley Bastock, who had those same parameters, by the way, even if I meet her in the middle where she's like, I think somewhere in the middle is most likely. Let's go seven wins. Seven wins still isn't good when you're going to be one step farther away, because I'm assuming seven wins doesn't all of a sudden turn Shador or Dylan Gabriel into a franchise quarterback of the future. So, like, I just continue to come back to this of, like, the Browns don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, especially how they've handled this quarterback situation where, in certain circumstances, it feels like their biases are in play, and that has no business in this quarterback room.
All right, so if we buy into their biases, and we have the entire stretch of the way, but if we buy into their biases, this is why this is critical for the Shador Sanders fan, the news today, and then watching the idea that he's not going to be able to play on Saturday. If he can't overtake Dylan Gabriel the way that we're suggesting, it seems like it'll be hard to do. Joe Flacco's going to start the season, and he'll get, what, six, seven, eight, nine games somewhere in that stretch, and then it's Dylan out of the gate. And even if Dylan vomits all over his shoes and cannot play the position, looks like DTR, what is that worth, three games, maybe four games, somewhere in that stretch? The point is, it's not enough time for Shador to show them before 2026 draft that he could be the guy.
Well, but I think
you ran out of games.
So I think because the Browns, and Kevin specifically, the whole point is, I got to give these guys a chance to win. It's putting more pressure on a situation to win where winning might just not be that feasible. Maybe winning early, maybe a little bit of success might be doable, but across 18 weeks, it's going to be really hard to consistently win with where this roster is and where this quarterback room is. So you're forcing me to grade you on a higher curve than it should be. The starting quarterbacks should be Joe Flacco. Okay, that feels combustible given his age and given his skill set.
And also, that does nothing for the future in evaluating these guys. And the problem with the scenario is if Shador's missing games now in practices, how is he possibly going to have enough time to even showcase that he can be the guy?
Okay, but then specific to Dylan Gabriel, you've put him on a pedestal. With your actions, you put him on a pedestal no matter what the results are in practice. Every time there's been a debate about how he's looked in practice, it's come down to those numbers don't have context. You don't know what you're looking at. Well, your ass better know what you're looking at. If Dylan Gabriel's first off the bench in lieu of Joe Flacco, and he looks like Kaka, and Saturday's so important for this, you better do everything you can. You better script this one up like it's the stinking Super Bowl. Because if he looks like crap after several weeks of not looking good or unplayable in practice, people aren't going to let you get to week six when you want to go ahead and plug Dylan Gabriel in there. And by the way, he better look damn good.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to go with the same rhetoric they've been going for the entire time. You don't see what's going on behind closed doors. You can't tell with the computer processing ability that Dylan Gabriel has the way that we can. Like they went to the things that we haven't been able to see and haven't been able to tell. And so they'll spin it whatever way they want to. And in that 6 weeks, they'll make the suggestion that Shador Sanders just wasn't ready to play football games. And Dylan Gabriel was. The problem with the scenario is that if you got 11 games by the time Joe Flacco is done with the first six, it's just not enough games to be able to judge both of those guys on what their prospects are for the future.
216-474-0092. Do you trust the Browns with the quarterback process? It's not all their fault. The injuries are real, but this thing has been wonky and prone to a little bit of bias in a way that I think has then brought out the counter bias by fans, because I think there's a lot of people saying, I don't trust how you're doing this. This doesn't feel legit. That's the one thing it needed to feel. It's the easiest thing you could have done to make it feel legit. And instead, It feels like a lot of window dressing and a bridge to Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and potentially not a whole lot of success.
Well, and the noise, Nick, sorry. The noise could have been so loud if he had played awesome, Shador, that is, in the joint practices and then the second preseason game and then carried that into the third preseason game as well. But it's just not going to be loud enough now.
Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher, Guardians analyst, joins us in 5 minutes. We'll get his take on the red hot Gardos. How real is it? In 5 minutes with Jason Stanford on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.